Zechariah Perek Aleph, Pasuk Hey and Vav are actually kind of fascinating. Rabbi Chaim Angel does a beautiful breakdown of these two psukim, and he points out the ensuing prophecy in psukim 5 and 6 is a complicated one because Tanakh doesn't include quotation marks. So it's unclear who is speaking and when they are speaking. So there are a number of different ways to read these psukim, and the Mefarshim take different approaches. So let's do the two psukim first. Pasuk Hey Avoseichem Ayehem. Your forefathers, where are they? The Hanaviim, Le'olam Yichyu. The prophets, do they live forever? Ha-Le'olam means not that they do live forever, but do they live forever? So it's a question mark. So on the simplest version, the people are going to object to him saying that just because our forefathers died, that means that that's judgment against them. You try to rationalize it away. But my words and my decrees that I commanded my servants, the prophets, halohi sigu avoseichem, did they not overtake your fathers? Everything I said was going to happen, happened. Dying by cherev, ra'av, dever, and that their survivors would be carried off into galus. Vayashuvu vayomeru, and they returned and said, kasher zomam Hashem tzvakos lasos lanu, as the Lord of Hosts planned to do to us, kidzrachenu, according to our ways, uchema'a lolenu, as we said in the previous pasuk, and according to what we did, according to our deeds, kein asa itanu, so he did to us. So, pasuk Hey says, where are your fathers? And did the Nevi'im live forever? And then Hashem says, my words, my decrees, didn't they overtake your fathers? And they returned and said, as Hashem planned to do to us, so he did. So the Targum, and this is brought down in the Gemara, Rav and Gemara Sanhedrin, Rashi, say that this is a debate between Zechariah and his audience who is skeptical. So, Avoseichem, where are your fathers now, says Zechariah. And Vahanavim Mehala Olam Yichyu is the audience responding. Did the prophets live forever? No, they died, because everybody always dies. Nobody lives forever. Just because they died is irrelevant. Whether they died in the Churban or in exile, everybody from that generation is dead. And then Zechariah responds again in the beginning of Pasuk Vav, Ach Devarai V'chukai Asher Tzivisi. The warnings and decrees, they overtook your fathers, didn't they? And then the audience responds, Kein asa itanu, and Kasher Zom Hashem Tzvakos Lasos Lanu, Kidrachenu Chomal Aleinu, Kein asa itanu, that's the audience responding. They say, you're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with us according to the way we acted. So according to these Mefarshim, and according to Rav in the Gemara, it's a back and forth. Where are your fathers? The audience says, did the Nevi'im live forever? Nobody lives forever. And he says, but what about the warnings? And they say, they admit, you're right, that's true. So the thing is, the psukim themselves don't indicate that it's two different groups talking. If you look at the psukim, it seems like it's all from Zechariah, all kind of a monologue. And so Ibn Ezra Radak say no. They say, unlike your ancestors and the earlier Nevi'im, who did, yes, all die, but the word of Hashem is eternal. The word of Hashem goes on. Your ancestors admitted they had sinned once the Churban came, and you need to learn that lesson. So that second approach is that this is all Zechariah giving a message to the people about the past and the present and how they need to learn the lesson that's being taught. There's a third approach saying only the second half of the Pasuk Vav is a narrative rather than direct speech by Zechariah. So Zechariah says, where are your fathers now? Did the Nevi'im live forever? What about the warnings? And then the narrator says, in the end, the people had to admit that he was right. So it's not that the people admitted out loud that they were right. It's not that the people replied. It's that the Navi, the Sefer Zechariah, is telling us that they did take it seriously and they learned a lesson. So it's interesting. So it's either a dialogue back and forth between Zechariah and the people. It's either Zechariah talking all of it and the people being mute and silent. Or it could be that the Navi is telling us that this is in fact what happened. So then the Nebuah goes on, Pasuk Zayin, to a bit later, and now we have left Cheshvan, and now we're going to be in the month of Shvat. So Zayin, B'yom Esrin va'arba l'ashtei asar chodesh u'chodesh Shvat. And it was 3 months later, on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat, Bishnas Shtayim l'Dar Yovesh, in the second year of Dar Yovesh still, since the Rosh Hashanah for kings is Nisan, so it's still the same year of the reign. So these months, these names, Radak says, are in Aramaic. So the month names that we have are not actually Hebrew, they're Aramaic. You don't find the idea of Chodesh Shvat anywhere else in Tanakh, actually, Radak points out. You don't see the word Shvat anywhere, even though to us, it's a common currency of how we count the months. So, Hoya Dvar Hashem El Zachariah ben Berech Yahu ben Ido Hanavi Lamor. So again, the full name is said. The word of God came to Zachariah. So Radak says that when the word of God came to Zachariah, Bolo Malach v'diberimo v'hera lo esamara hu shehu mesaper v'holeich. The upcoming vision that we are going to relate now was brought to Zechariah through the intercession of a malach. And the Nevuah now starting in Pasuk Ches is a little complicated, so we'll leave that and start fresh next time.